Keck. 406 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck with you in the afternoon. And we are here with a special hour of the WCHL afternoon news because voting is underway in Orange County. Early voting just got underway yesterday. And with a bunch of races on the ballot, we are joined by the two candidates who are in the one contested race that is Orange County specific. That is the race for a seat representing District 1 on the Orange County Board of Commissioners. This is a seat that is currently filled by Alice Gordon. She's stepping down. And the candidates to replace her, Democratic candidate Mia Burrows and Republican candidate Gary Kahn. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So we've got a bunch of questions. And if you're listening out there, you can tweet us your questions at WCHL Chapelboro. That's our new Twitter handle. We'll be checking Twitter periodically over the course of the hour. And we'll take your questions and work them in. But we will cover a bunch of different issues relating to Orange County, ranging from schools to the budget, solid waste and recycling, economic development, and a whole lot more. We'll try to cover as much as possible over the course of the hour. Obviously, we won't be able to get to everything, but we'll cover a lot as we look ahead to Election Day. So let me begin with alphabetically with Mia Burrows. You'll take 60 seconds to answer this question, and then Gary, I'll give you 60 seconds to answer this question as well. Introduce yourself to the voters out there listening. What do you bring to this role, and what are you hoping to learn as a new county commissioner? We'll start with Mia.
So I'm Mia Burrows, and I've lived in Orange County for 19 years. I bring to the role that I have been serving on the Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board for the last 7 years, including as chair. And what I hope to learn, in fact, is about some of the issues that I haven't worked on as much in my career, like environmental issues, economic development, and things like that.
All right. Gary.
Hi. As you know, I was a Chapel Hill Town Council candidate last year, and therefore I probably bring a lot to the table. Prior to that, I applied for Penny Rich's vacancy. Unfortunately, I didn't get that, and then which enabled me to run for Chapel Hill Town Council. I've attended various meetings. I've gotten very friendly with the mayor and members of the town council. I was a very outspoken person. I was in favor of the cell phone ban. When the Yates incident happened, I wanted a private investigator, but that didn't happen. So I've been pretty much around the political scene here in Chapel and pretty much outspoken. One thing about me, I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind.
All right. As we work into we've got a bunch of issues that we'll talk about, specific ones, but I want us both to take a minute, and Gary, we'll start with you and then go to Mia. Take 60 seconds again on this one. What are the biggest challenges facing Orange County right now? We've got a bunch of items on the county's agenda, but what do you consider to be the biggest challenges facing the county right now, and what are your top priorities entering office?
Basically, education is an issue. Economic development is an issue. And basically, my biggest concern right now, my major big priority is the budget. I feel that the budget process hasn't been fully scrutinized. As a member of the Board of County Commissioners, I would scrutinize it and take line by line, want to know exactly where each penny is being spent and how much, what is necessary among programs and what is not necessary.
Mia Burrows.
So two of the very most important issues have to do with our people, and one of which is that we actually have a surprising amount of poverty in our community. In the Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools District, one in four kids qualifies for free and reduced lunch, which is a proxy for poverty, really. And so that's something that I'm looking forward to working with the head of the health department, who is taking initiative on that. And also, we have an incredible number of old schools that are really in desperate need of fixing. And not only are they old, but they in fact, have safety deficits, sadly reflected in the news today, that they were built in a different time. Half of them were built, actually, before Nixon resigned, to give us some credit. So, and the most important thing about that we need to consider is, what do we do in the county to be able to pay to meet those needs?
All right. Moving ahead to our first big issue, and you brought it up, Mia, just now. Let's talk about schools. Orange County is responsible, and Mia Burrows, will begin with you and then go to Gary Kahn. Take 90 seconds to answer this question, and then we'll open the floor for a few minutes of back-and-forth discussion. Orange County is responsible for funding two school districts. About 48% of the county's budget goes to schools. Between state-level cuts and other pressures, both districts are facing serious funding constraints. So what is your plan to make sure the schools are fully funded?
Well, first of all, we have to thank the current Board of County Commissioners because they did something difficult, which is to raise taxes 2 cents on $100 valuation this last round, which in fact really stabilized the budget situation for particularly for Chapel Hill Carbo, but also for Orange County schools. So much of what is up in the air now is what's going to happen at the state level. I'm hoping that we're through the worst in terms of the Republican-controlled General Assembly thinking that they can wantonly cut the state schools budget, but we will see. So we just have to we're going to have to react as we go. But clearly, my thinking in terms of meeting needs in general is that we'll have to diversify our tax base away from residential property taxes. We can go there, you know, when we have to, but it would be very good if we had other ways as well to raise revenue in order to pay for schools as well as everything else that we think is important.
Gary Kahn.
I agree with Mia as far as the tax base is concerned and the necessary for schools. And she says she doesn't want to increase the property taxes, but there are two provisions going on right now on the Orange County level. They are proposing to have a bond issue, and they're claiming they want to go to the county and ask their voters to approve of it. And this is why I feel it should be like a really stricter form of budgeting. We'll do the best you can with the money that we have, and I personally don't think the people want another tax increase to help pay for this bond issue. I think there should be other alternatives, which, again, brings in the gives and let's find the money within our own budget, you know, and let's not go back increase our tax rate again, you know, after we just had one. This also goes true for Chapel Hill, also recently increased its property tax as well. So you got the Orange County resident and the Chapel Hill resident paying more of a property tax increase if the bond issue is in fact goes through.
All right, let's throw open the floor for 5 minutes of discussion. Take about 30 seconds per comment, but we'll just talk for 5 minutes. Both of you raised the prospect of a bond referendum, which is on the table for a coming year. Gary, you just indicated that you would likely oppose it, right? Mia, would you support it?
Oh, I would support it wholeheartedly. As a school board member who's been to every school in the Chapel Hill Carbo District and has already set up a tour for the Orange County schools. These buildings are really working on borrowed time. Last winter we had cold days in SS Hills Elementary School as equipment broke down, and there's a whole lot of things that need to be dealt with. I don't see them necessarily as a tax increase. If we've done our job in terms of diversifying the tax base, we've expanded the budget through, say, commercial property tax as an example. It won't necessarily be completely a tax increase, and I think it's absolutely perfect for the voters to choose this. If they decide they want to tax themselves, then I think they would be right, and that would be a great way to go.
Gary, follow up on that.
What Mia said is I agree with to some point, but like I said, there are probably a lot of people out there who said, I just got a property tax increase. I don't want another property tax increase. Let's go find some ways to better prioritize our budget. And somehow with the money that the school system already has, let them figure a way how to budget themselves to help meet their demands with the current budget that they got right now.
Are you content with, and question for both of you, are you content with the 48% model, budgeting roughly 48% of the budget to schools, or do you think the schools should command a higher or a lower percentage of the county's budget, Mia?
So that's something I've given a lot of thought to. And in fact, the way I see the 48.1% is it's a budgeting tool, really, for the staff of the county county commissioners to, or the staff of the county, to start with, to give them something to work with. But the bottom line is each budget cycle, you have to look at needs. I think it's actually about at 50% has done has met needs, with the exception of the fact that we've let our repairs on the older schools fall behind. But I think ultimately it's a great target, and then we have to look at everything that's being requested in any budget year and go from there.
Gary.
50% seems somewhat of a fair. I mean, you've been doing it for years, and everybody seems to have no qualms about it. So whatever that money is, you know, just keep it up, and whatever they felt necessary, keep doing it, you know.
And Gary Mayer raised the question of funding for school facilities, maintenance and repair. How high, I think, Mia, you'd say this should be a high priority for you, Gary.
I think it should be this. Mia being a member of the school board, I think that each individual school board, whether it's Chapel Hill, Carborough School Board or the Orange County, and let them decide where they exactly what the money they got, what their priority should be.
And then sort of follow-up question as we turn into the budget, and again, anyone can take this first. Would you consider cutting other items on the budget as necessary or if necessary to make sure the schools are fully funded, and if so, which items?
So the thing to remember about the county budget, so you have just about just under 50% is the schools currently. You then have a fair amount of money that's passing through from the state and the federal government, particularly in your Department of Health and your Department of Social Services. You have the sheriff's office, which is funded. These are important priorities. And so I fully intend to look at what the county is spending money on, but I am not optimistic that there's a lot you could cut that would actually make a real difference. I'm not optimistic that we could unearth, you know, a pot of gold in the budget as it exists now.
Gary?
Again, it goes back to my stricter enforcement of controlling the budget. I grew up in a city. Back in the 70s, we had a Republican president named Gerald Ford, who pretty much in a famous newspaper headline said, Ford to city, drop dead. And that city basically learned how to control its finances. And I think I want to take lead, you know, Orange County in some way of that direction, because basically that's what the Republican Party has been saying in the state, drop dead. And therefore, we really have to be strict about where our money is, whatever we've got. And that's why I'm taking this attitude.
Well, turning now to the budget as a whole, and we'll start with Gary Kahn and move to Mia Burrows. And again, take 90 seconds to answer this first question, then we'll throw the floor open to discussion. Especially in sort of going along with the last question, especially with high priority items like schools demanding more and more funding, the county is still facing budget pressure even as we're coming out of the recession. So two questions in general. First of all, are there items on the county's budget that we're spending too much on right now that maybe you'd be willing to scale back or allocate resources elsewhere? And second, at least sort of the flip side of that, under what circumstances, if any, would you consider voting for a tax increase? Gary first.
Everything right now is they're talking about affordable housing. Basically, I was reading a book today. I took out a book. And actually, there was our current governor of New York worked for HUD, and he opposed a program called HELP, which was basically aimed at the homeless and the poor. Basically, he went around town and says, do you have any land to possibly to donate so we could actually build some affordable housing? And he did that. He was able to get somebody. He also did it with the Habitat for Humanity. And I know Habitat Humanity is very involved in this. In fact, maybe we could do something again with Habitat Humanity, bring that kind of idea again to our Orange County as well.
Mia Burrows.
So in terms of... I think it's really an important question to try to get to ferret out what people would cut. And truly, I'm not being a politician in this instance when I say I'm not convinced there isn't anything obvious to me that you could trim away or trade off. Orange County citizens are really value our services, our education, our recycling program, our environmental protections, those kinds of things. And so, yes, I think it's very critical to look at budgets and see, are there programs that really aren't relevant anymore? I'm thinking through the recession. I know this is absolutely true with the school systems, but that the county will has already been looking at that. They have already probably been trimming things or not filling positions and those kinds of things. So I absolutely believe we should look and will look, but I really honestly don't have a thought, an answer as to what you might cut at this point.
And continue the conversation however you like, but just an additional question to sort of throw in there. Mia Burrows mentioned spending money on upgrading school facilities, but county facilities too. There are a number of facilities that are in need of upgrade and repair, a new jail within 4 years, other facilities. There's a plan on the table to expand Southern Human Services Center, other things as well. So to what extent would you prioritize spending money on county facilities? Anyone?
I would, again, I think you have to really look at the need. And honestly, particularly the need for the jail, I think there really is a need. I need to learn more about it. I understand they might be able to phase construction in a way that the expenditures wouldn't necessarily happen all, you know, in 1 or 2 years. Those are the kinds of things we could look at. What are the highest needs, and is there any opportunity for phasing or delaying any of those facilities to the benefit of the county?
Gary?
I pretty much agree with everything what Mia said. Look at each thing and hopefully maybe you could phase it and don't do everything at once, you know. Kind of work your way into upgrading these things at this point.
To what extent, and sort of other ideas for saving money countywide, people have raised the possibility of the county exploring sharing space or sharing services with other municipalities, maybe regional municipalities or the three cities, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro, and Mebane as well. How can the towns and county work together more closely?
Basically, to some extent, they already have. I've attended very board, county commissioners, and they're already working that. It's just a continuation of basically what they're doing right now, getting all the other parts of the towns in Orange County involved with the process.
Yeah.
So a good example of cooperation that I think is happening right now is there's a solid waste advisory group where they're looking at both the pressing issue of how to manage recycling between the municipalities and the county. And then also, I think the intent of the group and the hope of that is to look at ways that they can work together, the municipalities and the county and UNC's hospitals, who've now recently come to the table, to manage solid waste. So I think those those kind efforts of cooperation are ongoing and may even actually bear fruit soon.
Solid waste happens to be the next topic, so we'll segue into that in just a second. But before we get there, I asked about the lowest hanging fruit. What is the item on the county's budget that you'd be willing to cut first? But sort of the flip side of that, what facilities deserve the highest priority when it comes to funding? Is it libraries, parks, senior centers, schools? Schools, obviously, a high priority for both of you, but what else?
Oh, I can't go there for the what else. I'm so this is not surprisingly, I've seen the school buildings. I think folks need to understand that to update the schools is a really big ticket item, critical because of health safety, and also in fact, if you particularly target schools where you can increase student capacity, you can actually delay another brand new school, which is incredibly expensive. So I think there's two things that happen. The need is really great, and also if you must invest in the older schools because you can delay other expenditures down the road.
Gary?
You pretty much said it. Schools are important, but I think Barry Jake, who mentioned at a recent meeting with the Carrboro Boulder Waldman last week, that we understand that there are a lot of our senior citizen community is growing and that the senior centers are a very important item. I think we could somehow find a compromise between the schools and the senior citizens who are currently here.
Yeah,
and I think that's absolutely true. And I think what we do know about potential bond referendum, as has happened in the past and I'm sure will happen this time, is there will be money for other kinds of services. That won't have been decided until there's a committee that works through all of that. But there might might be funds for affordable housing, or some of the other environmental protections for land that we want to hold on to. So, absolutely, it's not just the schools, but I think in terms of the desperate need, the schools are there.
Follow up to that?
No.
Before we move on to solid waste, I want to ask about one particular item, and this is one that's come up, and Gary mentioned Carborough, the Orange County Library Southern Branch, which is still in the process of being discussed. Are you committed to fully funding that, and what is your vision for that library, what it should entail?
Yeah. So I believe the commission actually approved it this week. So they are going ahead. I think it's very important, and I think this is in the planning, that the spaces remain as flexible as possible within the library, because our needs for libraries are shifting. Who knew, 40 years ago, that what one of the huge services a library provide would be access to computers. And so I think we need to always be thinking about that potential going forward. At this point, I haven't seen, it may exist, but I haven't seen an estimate of how much they'll need to operate the Southern Branch Library. And I know from town deliberations, there's varying degrees of hours and those kinds of things. And I, again, will look at that as it comes and of course, want to fully fund it. And we'll see how that comes down with the other needs presented.
Gary?
As Mia said, the project was approved. And the biggest discussion they had at this point is, certain amount of spaces are going to be for the library, but what are we going to do with them after the library closes? That was like a very minor considerations, but I know people in Carborough have trouble parking, and so that is like a number third concern once the library system is set up and ready to go.
All right, and turning now to solid waste and recycling, as promised 5 minutes ago. We'll start with Mia, go to Gary, 90 seconds each, and then we'll open the door for a few minutes of discussion before we take our break halfway through. What does Orange County need to do to manage solid waste in a way that's efficient and cost-effective, meeting the needs of Orange County residents, both urban and rural, without perpetuating the cycle of environmental racism that has been at the forefront of this issue and that is at odds with our values as a community? Is it even possible to do all those things at once?
As you were asking that question, I was thinking to myself, I believe that someone needs to write a doctoral thesis to fully answer it. Clearly, and it's a work in the answers that we will have going forward for solid waste will evolve over time. As we grow, as our region grows, there'll be additional options. As technology improves, research improves, there'll be all kinds of new ways to manage waste. But in the short run, which is what elected officials, you look at the long run, but in fact you're operating in a, budget cycle. The thing that we have to think about is whether or not we want to continue to truck our trash to Durham, to the sorting center. That has a name that's just completely flown out of my name.
Transfer center.
Thank you. Transfer station.
See, I do know what I'm talking about.
I can't say anything.
Much appreciated. Yeah. The transfer station, exactly. And so what we'll need to think about as a community, and this will not be an easy conversation, but to think about, do we put a transfer station in Orange County? And I believe that we will need to do that.
Gary Kahn.
I have nothing to add to that. The transfer station is an issue, and it's as need be. They're all still working on that. But right now, the transfer station seems to be the major idea what they're working towards right now.
Orange County is going to opening the floor to anyone. Orange County has done a good job promoting waste reduction. Can we do more? What can we do? What should we do?
There's always more to be done. You can always continue to educate people. As a matter of fact, at the Solid Waste Advisory Group meeting, they announced that the new recycling, the big bright blue new recycling plants, have been so successful that it's increased the amount of recyclables by, you'll want to fact check this, but it's in the neighborhood of 25%, might be even up as high as 29%. So clearly that just by itself has been really successful. The other thing that we can do, and it would be particularly fabulous if the hospitals also got involved, is composting and working to promote that and looking at services to provide that to our residents over and beyond doing it on their own in their own properties.
Gary?
Yeah, what Mia said is absolutely right. And an example, what she said, the school system with the was going around Chapel, you know, Carborough and Chapel Hill called the trash terminators. So that's a perfect example that you were talking back to composting. You go back with the trash terminators in the elementary schools are doing that. So very good point.
And what should the process be for developing a long-term solid waste plan? And how committed should the county be to working out an agreement with the towns?
I think that is the ideal. We're definitely looking at the ideal of coordinating from multiple reasons. There's more. I believe in solid waste, you have more options of what you can do with your waste if you have a bigger volume of waste. And so also you presumably there are ways that you can have cost savings by cooperating. Now, the devil is always in the detail, and you have a lot of really essentially four municipalities involved, if you throw in Mebane. And so it's up to the political elected leaders to be able to manage those conversations and make it happen.
Gary?
No additional comment. Fine.
All right. And then finally, what should our plan be for sort of negotiating the difference between the trash and recycling needs of the cities, the municipalities, the Chapel Hill, the Carborough, the Hillsborough, and the trash and recycling needs of the rural population in Orange County?
So, fortunately, there may be some good news. I understand from one of our county leaders that the General Assembly passed a technical correction last summer. That might provide an additional option for how to manage the rural, particularly the rural recycling. One of the big problems with the fees as they were is that they might, or formally proposed, is they would charge a fee to properties where there no one lived. It seems a little bit unfair, but there's apparently something called an availability fee now, which will allow the charges to be based on who lives on a property or how many people live on a property. So I understand that the county is exploring that now, and I'm hoping that the legal analysis allows that to be a fair solution. That'll work much better for everybody.
And Gary Kahn, we'll give you the last word.
Yeah, the phrase for that is throw as you go or pay as you go, phrase which the Board of County Commissioners has been using, which what Mia just explained. Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got to take a quick break. We are about halfway through. Actually, we're not quite there, but we're halfway through in terms of time. We've got a lot more to discuss. We'll talk about economic development when we come back. We'll talk about transportation and sustainability and affordability and much, much more. Again, you can tweet us your questions if you have them at WCHL Chapelboro. That's our new Twitter handle. We will be back with more. You're listening to Aaron in the Afternoon, Mia Burrows and Gary Kahn, candidates for Orange County Board of Commissioners. Back after this.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old buddy.